So tell me, what the race forever?
Okay. I've flown to Africa to take a part on the first African road race.
Mm-hmm.
As I went to the competition headquarters, I filled out some forms and registered myself for the race. Then the guy behind the counter asked me if I want to take the speed race or the rough race first.
Mm-hmm.
And because I love speed races, I took the speed race first.
Okay.
Then I went to the mechanics where I could choose my car. I had to choose between an Audi and a Subaru.
Yeah.
I just chose the Subaru because it has a pretty cool wing and the color was my favorite color.
Okay.
And then I met my navigator, Stokir.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that the Subaru was a bit slower than Audi, but he gave me two options: either go flat out and drive as fast as you can, or drive a bit slower and don't take any risks at all, so we can get safe to the finish line. As hours went past, our fuel tank got pretty empty because we were going flat out.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that we could stop on the side of the road and fill up our gas tank. So, but as he went out, he spilled to get the fuel tank.
Yeah.
And because of the exhaust, it went up in flames.
Ooh.
But he had a race suit on, so he only had a bit of
A few burns
on the hands,
uh-huh,
yes.
Uh-huh.
So I decided to drive to the next village and treat his burns. And then a dude came to us and said he can be my new navigator because he's an ex-pro driver and he knows where to go on these routes because he lives there. And I decided to accept his offer.
And you left the other guy, the navigator, to be treated.
Yes, yeah, and I called another car to get him back to the headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told me a different route. He said it would be faster, and I trusted him because he told me that he had a lot of experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we took his route, and we got third place. But I think we could have got first if we didn't stop at the village.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then our next adventure came right after that. I had to choose between two cars again, either a Nissan or a Land Rover. And I chose the Land Rover because it was a rough race. We had to drive through dirty streets and grass and
dirt roads.
Yes, and the Land Rover was better for these type of roads. So, and then I decided to take the Colonnes route, that is one of the fastest routes on the...
Mm-hmm.
So we had to choose between different routes, and I chose the Colonnes one. And then we drive off, and after some hours there was a big river and we couldn't pass it, so there was a ferry just taking off, so we were a bit too late, and there was a pony car on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had two options: either we'd wait for the ferry and wait for it to come back and drive again, or we drive along the river and take a different crossing. But I decided to take the crossing because I thought it would be faster than the ferry. And we got very fast than the ferry, but we had some issues. We had to drive through really high grass that was as high as our car. And there was a rhino there.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to wait so the rhino can pass and we can drive along.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finished and got first place.
Ooh, that's exciting. Yeah, excellent. Okay, was that a fun book to read? Or?
Yes.